Welcome to The Debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. 1 year after taking office, Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi is facing pressure from all sides. Now, it appears that Morsi is losing support rapidly, whether it is domestically or internationally. Many Egyptians say he is rigid and has not kept his pre-election promises of improving the economy and establishing security. Meantime, supporters of Morsi say that he was democratically elected and must be given a chance. All this as security is deteriorating and violence increasing in Morsi's Egypt 1 year after the fact. Stay with us on The Debate as we take a look at this Egyptian dilemma.
Over the past couple of weeks, an opposition movement named Tamarod, or Rebellion, has called on Egyptians to join its campaign. The movement says 22 million people have signed its petition, calling on Morsi to resign and hold snap election. But what are the roots of the people's discontent with the Egyptian government? The critics accuse Morsi of failing to fulfill the goal of the 2011 revolution, which toppled Hosni Mubarak. His opponents say Morsi has betrayed them in a number of ways. Justice was not served in the case of Mubarak. His sons and inner circle were also acquitted from most of their charges. The police officers who were accused of killing anti-Mubarak protesters were also cleared. The economic situation has worsened. Egypt was forced to borrow from the IMF and Qatar to keep its economy afloat. The ruling Muslim Brotherhood has consolidated its grip on power instead of sharing it with political forces that had a key role in the revolution. In order to get rid of Morsi, the opposition has demanded he step down.
I would like to ask from President Dr. Mohamed Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood to succumb to the screams that come out every day from all over Egypt. And I say that a lot of Egyptians voted for Dr. Mohamed Morsi for the sake of Egypt and for the sake of Egypt. I'm asking Dr. Morsi to resign and give way so we can start a new phase based on the revolution's goals, freedom and social justice.
In response to the opposition, Morsi has called for reconciliation and the formation of a national committee.
The committee will include representatives from every faction of the society, political parties, Al-Azhar, the church, youth revolutionary movements, universities, syndicates, and civil society organizations. Its job will be the preparation for all procedures that will bring about real national reconciliation between all the institutions.
Morsi's call, however, has failed to appease the opposition, who have planned for nationwide protests on Sunday.
We will take the streets on June 30 to demand that President Morsi leave office because he has failed as president.
Morsi's supporters, for their turn, say they will back him to complete his four-year term.
We are sending the opposition the message that the president possesses legitimacy and that no one could make him step down. He reached his position through elections, and that is the only way he's going to leave.
Egypt these days is a polarized nation with deep divisions and raising fears of continued violence. On top of that, there's a danger of a coup after the army's recent warnings. What remains to be seen is which side will be able to impose its will and what will happen next if the army comes to the streets. Will the Egyptians be able to find a way to compromise on their political differences?
Well, I'd like to welcome my guest to the program, Islamic thinker Mr. Shakir Rizq out of Cairo and the founder of the Egyptian-UK Association, Mr. Mustafa Raghab, out of London. Thank you both for being with us. Well, let's start it off in Cairo with Mr. Rizq. What do you think are the main reasons why we're seeing a new round of unrest in Egypt?
Well, I think that we're having some sort of fluidity in the political arena now. And we have to see those opposition parties and the Islamists who are supporting the president confronting each other in a peaceful way so far. And we have to see the practice of the cabinet as well as the president started to assess it and see why those people are against and why those people are for. and we look at what President Morsi did and has been acknowledged by people who are supporting him, and look at things that the other parties are looking for and have not been achieved by President Morsi. Democracy is the first thing that President Morsi was after. He had some sort of giving freedom of speech to everyone. Everyone is having sort of democracy to say whatever he or she wants to say. All political parties are free to criticize the president, assess his performance, say things against him or against the cabinet, asking for a change of any of the political or economic decisions that he's ever done or made.
So you see this a lot of political progress that has been made, Mr. Riz. You see that a lot of political progress has been made in this 1 year, correct?
Well, I think that on the political side, he has made a lot of achievements, both internally and externally. On the internal side, he asked for national dialogue, which did not take place with all parties who were opposing him. Some of the opponents of President Morsi shared the dialogue, but the national forces that are considered to be the front of Hamdin Sabahi, Al-Baradi, and Amr Musa, those front people are not there to come to the dialogue saying that there is no legitimacy of President Morsi as a president of the country. And we should have an agenda for the dialogue with him, and he doesn't have an agenda.
Okay.
So those people on the political side are opposing everything that he comes out
with. All right, stay with me, Mr. Riz.
They are not coming together to share him.
All right, stay with me. Let me get Mr. Raghab in on this. Your take on what Mr. Riz has said, that lots have been accomplished in this 1 year since President Morsi has taken office?
Well, it speaks for itself. Mr. Risk is saying that when he started to count the achievement, the first achievement he was counting, he then said it didn't take place. So what achievement we're talking about? As a matter of fact, we have to admit that President Morsi is losing support. And President Morsi, the problem that we have now, that we didn't change anything from the past. President Hosni had all the power in his hands. And what we're looking at now is a president who also got all the power in his hands. When President Morsi came out to speak to the people, he was supposed to win the hearts and the minds of the people and had a golden chance to win the hearts of the minds of the people if he had the right speech, if he had the right things to say to the people. But when I listened to his speech, I've listened to about 5-10 minutes, and then I left because I was listening to the president of Egypt say